This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, it's the start of a gorgeous weekend on this TGIF. It's certainly cooler early this morning, but we'll make it into low 70s this afternoon. Sunny skies. If it were not for the oak pollen, which is at least peaked but still significant, it would be an absolutely stunningly beautiful day. Still would be nice. We reached the low 70s. Chilly tonight, down into the 40s. Not all that far from record low temperatures. Sweaters and jackets for tonight, and then your holiday weekend looks really nice with plenty of sun. Highs tomorrow will recover quickly, a nearly 40-degree temperature rise from the early morning to the late afternoon. We'll top out at around 80 degrees. Easter Day will be mostly sunny and pleasantly warm. We'll be in the 40s and 50s early in the morning, so sunrise temperatures a little bit on the cool side, mid-40s to near 50 degrees, but we'll reach the low 80s by late afternoon. And quite a warm-up early next week with a good deal of sun, 85 by Monday and approaching 90 degrees on Tuesday. It looks like about 88 right now, only a couple of degrees from the record high on Tuesday. So big warm-up. So for this weekend, whatever you have planned outside, it's an all systems go, again, unless you have oak pollen allergies, which we're still battling, but otherwise it's just going to be beautiful with nice, cool early morning temperatures and pleasantly warm afternoon temperatures for the Sunday services, early Sunday morning perhaps for Easter Day. Look for clear skies, temperatures in the 40s and 50s early in the morning, so again, it will be quite cool, sweaters and jackets, but in the low 80s in the afternoon. There won't be a whole lot of wind all weekend long. It's a really beautiful beach weekend with sunshine. Temperatures at the beaches will be somewhat cooler, but not dramatically so. But there should be a sea breeze late afternoon each day, so that'll drop temperatures into the 70s. Water temperatures are still only in the mid-60s, so a bit chilly to take a dip perhaps, but pretty pleasant otherwise. Sunburn times will be down around 20 minutes or so from about 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. So sunscreen aplenty, please. And otherwise, it's just about the perfect weekend. Our next front looks to be arriving about Wednesday. That's our next chance for rainfall after another good soaker. The last couple of days, amounts have averaged a half inch to an inch, but there have been quite a few spots that managed between 1 and 2 inches of rain, especially near the Florida-Georgia border and also across parts of southeastern Clay into central and southern St. Johns County. So that's again, a bargain. We've been saying it all month long, all winter long, really, as we head into the peak of our wildfire season. To be getting moisture like this is a good thing, and we do see the next front on the horizon for Wednesday, which should help out a little bit, too, with some more moisture. So that's good news. And, of course, we turn the calendars in a few days here on Monday to April 1st, April Fool's Day. Be careful. The average high temperature, 77. The average low, 53. By the end of the month, the average high has made it up to 83, and the average low, 60 degrees. April can be quite dry. It's one of the reasons it's part of our wildfire season. We only average a little less than 3 inches of rain in a typical April, 2.93 inches. Sunrise on April 1st, 7:16 a.m., sets at 7:45. By the end of the month, sunrise at 6:44, sunset at 8:04. We gain 51 minutes of daylight over the next 4 weeks. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.